Phonics Booster Books, number 36, The Bug and the Bird. Page 2. Once there was a termite and a woodpecker. They both lived in a fir tree in the woods. The bug was smaller than the bird, but she could still do many things. She could bore through thick bark and dig great holes in the wood. The bird was bigger than the bug. He too could bore through thick bark and dig great holes in the wood. The woodpecker lived up near the top of the tree. He looked out on leaves and sky. He watched the clouds as they passed by. The termite lived at the bottom of the tree. Down there, the wood was soft and rotten. She looked out on dirt and ferns. She chatted with the passing worms. But both animals wanted more. "Ho-hum," said the woodpecker. "Every day I bore through the wood looking for food. A bird's life becomes so boring." "Dum-de-dum," said the termite. "Every day all I do is bore, bore, bore. A bug's life becomes so boring." The bird was a dreamer. He often stopped to think about life beyond the tree trunk. "Stop dreaming and start tapping," said his mother. "It's time for dinner." "Stop dreaming and come to the hole," said his father. "It's time to curl up." The bug was a dreamer too. One day, she was not thinking and squirmed off into the dirt. Her mother could not see her. "Come back where it's safe," her mother begged. "Burrow closer to home. You never know when a bird will find you." The woodpecker planned to stay close to home. He would drill for food like his mother asked. Then one day, a butterfly flew by. "Hello," the bird called, but the butterfly flew off. What purple wings! The bird just had to see them up close. Off he went after the beautiful bug. The butterfly flew into the woods. So did the woodpecker. Then the bird looked around. He was very far from home. The termite also planned to stay close to home. She would burrow for food like her mother asked. But one day, the bug found something new. A new path had opened in the old fir tree. The termite just wanted a quick peek at the path, so she started to dig. Before long, the termite was deep inside the fir tree, and she was very far from home. "Well, I might as well look around," said the termite. She burrowed into a hole and started to munch on some wood. Just then, the woodpecker passed by. "What's that munching sound?" he asked. Now, everyone knows that a woodpecker is a termite's worst fear. But this little bug was munching very hard. She did not know the bird was lurking nearby. In a flurry of woodchips, the woodpecker drilled into the fir tree. He came face to face with the little termite. "Yum, yum," said the woodpecker. "Oh no, oh no! I should have never left home," the bug moaned. "Home? Where's that?" said the woodpecker. As it turned out, the woodpecker liked to chat. The bug told the bird about the worms and the cool dirt. The bird told the bug about the clouds and the sun. "I could squirm my way to the treetop," said the termite. I would like to see the clouds. And I could hop all the way down to the trunk, said the woodpecker. I would like to meet some worms. At first, the termite was very happy. She liked the treetop. How hot and sunny it was. How beautiful the clouds were. That bird is so lucky, she said. But by noon, the sun was too hot. It burned the termite's thin shell. The woodpecker was also very happy at first. How cool the dirt felt. How beautiful the ferns were. That bug is so lucky, he said. But after a while, the bird felt sad and cramped. It did not have the room to stretch out his wings, and the worms could not stop to talk to him. To make matters worse, the sky got dark. The rain burst from the clouds. The little bug was out on a tree branch. The branch shook. The termite was tossed from side to side. The ground below became a blur. I want to go home, the bug wailed. The dirt all around the bird turned into a murky pool of mud. The mud splashed on the woodpecker. His shiny wings got wet and dirty. His beak was caked with mud. I want to go home, the bird wailed. The storm passed. The termite quickly squirmed down the tree trunk. The woodpecker hopped out of the mud. He flew up. The bird and the bug passed each other. Bird, where are you going? Asked the termite. Home, said the woodpecker. It is too dirty down there. I miss the sun and the clouds and the sky. Where are you going, bug? Home, said the termite. It is too hot and windy up there. I want to lay in the cool dirt and eat soft wood. So the bird and the bug each went back home. And they never ever again said life was boring.